I suppose, look, if we're going to have a meaningful Christmas, what could be, bring more meaning to family and friends than for you to get them or make them a nice foodie present? So food writer Lily Higgins, good afternoon. You have some suggestions for us.
Hi, I do. I have loads of suggestions.
Great.
Definitely. And just to link in with the previous one, I was actually thinking a good present would be to get a food course on how to do fermentation.
Yes, okay.
Because, yeah, so there's River Run Ferments in Wicklow. Terry Ann there runs courses online. Or you could like go to her studio and she'll teach you how to make all these probiotic rich foods like sauerkraut and kimchi and everything.
Absolutely.
So that would be a nice way.
Great.
To
yeah, yeah, because it's all about the fermentation these days, isn't it? Very, very
exactly.
Good. Lily, you're such a pro, like, look at that. come here, before we get on to the other stuff, can I ask you, as a food writer, are you expected, wherever you end up this Christmas, like, and it's probably all up in the air at the moment, are you expected to cook the dinner, like, and for it to be amazing?
Well, I'm expected to do a lengthy write-up about it afterwards today. No, I think, like a lot of people who work in food, like, I'm delighted if anyone cooks anything for me. So, you know, like, I love getting presents of mince pies and things like that because it means that I don't have to make them myself. So yeah. I'm just very appreciative and I just love this time of year because it's so food-focused. It
yeah,
really is.
Yeah, absolutely. And listen, I do think, like, a lot of people are probably thinking in recent years, I've enough stuff. I don't want any more stuff I don't want. Like, and a food present is a great thing because you enjoy it there and then or in the over the season or whatever. So listen, in terms of foodie gifts, let's not stretch people too much. No, if someone doesn't want to do anything elaborate, what could you kind of throw together easily and you know, pony up as a nice gift?
Yeah, well, I think a really good thing, and it's very basic and you probably have the ingredients already, is to make like your homemade rum or brandy butter. So it's literally just, you know, you could give that and you could buy the mince pies to go with it if you want, but it's just butter, icing sugar, and then a little bit of ground almonds and rum or brandy. And it's absolutely delicious. So you just beat them together and put them in a little jar. So really easy and
literally,
really last
simple
minute.
As that. Okay. Any other little kind of saucy things or chutney-ish things?
So I love them. Yeah. So you could make your own cranberry sauce as well. Like, it's fantastic. The like, there's fresh cranberries readily available and frozen, and you're just putting them together with sugar and some orange juice. Or if you want, you could just put them together with marmalade and bubble it all up and put it into a little jar, and you've got your own cranberry sauce. Because I think a lot of people forget about it till you're just sitting down to dinner.
Yeah. You know,
there's so many elements to Christmas dinner. So I think if someone was to arrive with cranberry sauce or even bread sauce, like, I love bread sauce, and I think people forget about it a lot, and it's just beautiful.
Is bread sauce easily made?
Oh, it's so easy. Yes, you just you simmer milk in a pan with like an onion studded with cloves. I don't know, did you do that when you were small, stud an onion with cloves and then put it in with the milk and a bay leaf? That was one of my jobs when I was little. And then you just add loads of breadcrumbs and butter, and then you just let it bubble away. And it's just so good with salty ham. I know it all sounds so unhealthy, but it's just one day of
it. Yeah, absolutely. No, look, that other item is over now. We can move on. We're enjoying food again now, okay? Listen, you have a really nice one here. We put all these up on our website, but this looks nice, and it looks like people could do it easily enough with mandarin oranges in a spice syrup.
Exactly, yeah. So if you just buy, you know, we can get the crates of little mandarin oranges at the moment, and they're so lovely. So you just peel them all and pop them in a jar. And then you make a simple syrup just with water and sugar, and you can add any spices you like cinnamon stick or star anise or cloves. And then you bubble that all down for about 10 minutes, and then you just pour the hot syrup over the mandarin oranges and you just seal the jar. So these are really nice for, you know, if you're having granola in the morning or porridge, or you could just have it with ice cream for dessert. It's really delicious.
Oh, lovely,
really simple.
Yeah. And that's not the kind of thing people can buy either.
Exactly, yeah.
Listen, slightly more ambitious then, we'll put up the recipe for cranberry and macadamia biscotti. But this, again, easy enough, yeah?
Oh, yeah. So really easy. It's just making a biscuit dough. And like with biscotti, you make one big loaf first, like a big log, and you put it in the oven, and then you slice it up and put it back into the oven. So they're sort of they're double baked.
Twice baked.
But they're really crunchy and they last for ages. So you could have them with coffee or you could have them with like a sweet dessert wine. They're really delicious.
Okay. And you put them into a nice bag and a ribbon and everything. It should be present for people. You're also suggesting, and maybe this is something that if kids wanted to make a foodie present for somebody, it's kind of Florentine beans, or I suppose you could do chocolate bark along the same lines.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah. So it's the same as sort of chocolate bark. So you're just melting your chocolate and putting it on a, like if you've any left over now from Halloween, I know we have a few bits and pieces here. So you just melt the chocolate and you put it on a greaseproof paper. You can put little tablespoons worth of it. And then you put toasted nuts or raisins or little dried cranberries like that. And they just look so pretty. And it's like a lovely sort of teacher gift or something to give, you know, put it in my little bag and the kids would be delighted with them.
Yeah.
So very easy.
Yeah. And I do think people appreciate a made present more. Remember before, if somebody said, I made a present, you'd be like, you made it. How nice. But now, like, I think people do like it these days. No, but look, if you're not making and you want to buy, so the thing about hampers is now, like, let's face it, a lot of them are full of duds, like, and full of stuff people don't want, aren't they?
Yeah, and I think if stuff is too fancy, but I think something like, you know, you're going to be having cheese over Christmas. So I think, you know, lots of lovely Irish farmhouse cheeses just for, you know, some night when you don't feel like cooking dinner and you just want to have, you know, some grapes and a load of cheese and crackers and toast and just kind of a picky dinner.
Yeah.
And I think December is really, you know, the fire's lighting and you just want to relax, kind of Friday evening type dinner. And cheese is just really, really handy. And then like at the end, when there's all the little bits of cheese left, you can make like a big cauliflower cheese or something with it, you know, so you know you're going to use all that cheese.
Okay, so that would be a hamper to bring to people that
definitely,
where there's no wastage in it, let's face it.
Exactly.
So, the other thing that people like, I think, these days is, you know, the way there's that whole kind of crafty, organic-y kind of stuff now that you can buy in Ireland, a lot of kitchen-y kind of stuff and everything. And I think people like the idea of, because it's in your hand and it's like an extension of you, they like the idea of having a crafty, organic-y, locavore almost kind of implements, don't they?
Exactly. So I think we're really aware, even the past 2 years, just about Irish makers and things that are made locally, and you know how special that can be when we're spending more time in the kitchen. So Hewn Spoons, it's H-E-W-N. I've been using Eamon Spoons for years now. They're all handmade in Westport. And he does actually courses on how to whittle your own spoon as well. But he does citrus reamers and coffee scoops, and they're just so tactile, you know. So like I use a wooden spoon every single day. But he also makes them for people that are left-handed, and it makes a huge difference.
Does
because
that?
I bought one from my mother and my sister a few years ago, and it makes a huge difference. You know, the wooden spoons that are slanted on the edge, you know, that you use for getting the bits at the bottom of the pan and scraping, and you know, and they absolutely love them. They use them every day. So I think that's a really amazing present, would be a wooden spoon, or along the same lines now, chopping boards like Bunbury in Listenava Estate in Carlow. They make beautiful chopping boards. You know, all Irish trees. This is all Irish wood, and it's just amazing.
Okay.
There's loads of Irish ceramicists as well. I'm obsessed, I have to say, at the moment with collecting beautiful mugs from Irish ceramicists. And like that, they're using, you know, clay from the Wicklow Hills, or, you know,
excellent. So terroir all over your kitchen, basically.
Exactly. You're
all
eating it, you're drinking from it. Yeah. It's amazing.
Listen, that's fantastic. Lily Higgins, great to talk to you. Thanks a million. And
thanks a million, Brendan.
Happy Christmas, I suppose we can start saying that.
You too. You too.